Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Dose of Lay Podcast. I am Halle Monique, your host, who indeed does the absolute most. And per usual, I am so extremely excited to be here. I missed y'all. I missed this mic. I missed talking to y'all. I hope everybody is doing well. This is officially episode 4, and the title of today's episode is Be So For Real. If you tuned in last episode, that was episode 3, and the title was Can I Speak to the Manager? We touched on life management, managing yourself, managing your gifts, managing your relationships, all things management, because that is so important for you to have a fruitful life. And I am so glad that I got so much feedback for that episode. The biggest feedback I believe I received was from a listener who said that she listened with her man, okay, and that she went home from work one day and he was like doing work around the house that she had been asking him to do, that's been needed to be done, and he wasn't doing it. She's looking like, what has gotten into you? And my guy said, well, Halle said we have to make well with our hands. She said, how can we receive bigger blessings if we're not taking care of what we have? How can we get that 6-bedroom when we're not taking care of the 3-bedroom? Okay, like how? And he's absolutely right. And go you and keep doing that, because y'all gonna get exactly what God has in store for y'all. I love that. When I tell y'all, I almost cried when she told me that. I'm not even being dramatic. Literally a tear shed, for real, because that's why I'm here, y'all. I tell y'all each episode, I am not here for clout. I'm not here to be seen, because I'm light skinned and 5'9". You gonna see me from afar anyway. Okay. And I'm loud. Y'all gonna see me, but I'm not here to be seen. I'm here completely out of obedience, completely out of here saying what the Lord wants me to say, doing what the Lord wants me to do. So just like every other week, of course, the devil came my way trying to get me knocked off my pivot. Yeah, yeah, he really tried it this week, y'all. And in such a, when he can't get you in one way, he gonna try in another way. He's a very sneaky guy. The ugly dude is very, very sneaky. So while his attempts other weeks were a little bit more loud and present, this one, this past week, he was just trying to attack me in a more lax way, like just completely getting me out of my norm. Like, for instance, Thursday, I go to a Bible study every Thursday. Everyone knows this. Since I started going consistently, I think I've only missed 2, and that's honestly pushing it. I know the one I missed for sure was because Dax was in the barbershop for too long. I was so mad. I was so mad. But yeah, I missed that one, and I feel like I missed another one. But other than that, I'm so excited to go into the house of the Lord every Thursday and every Sunday. But Bible study was the commitment that I made at the end of last year, and I have been sticking to it, okay? And this past Thursday, I was leaving work, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to Bible study. Like, I said this out loud. And the two people I said it in front of, they were like, why would you not? Like, they were looking at me like I had lost my mind. Like, for real, because they know me. And I was like, you're right. I don't even know why I said that. I'm going to go. And I went. And when I tell you, it was tea. I can't even, that'll be a whole nother episode for me to get into that. But it was amazing. But he was really trying to knock me off my pivot and just trying to, like, have me having me misstepping and not doing what I've been called to do, okay? Got me folding on commitments I made. Nah, we going. He was trying to really get me, like, too lax for comfort. Like, just, not doing it. But anywho, guys, we're going to be jumping right into it. This episode, we are going to be touching on the art of authenticity, why it is important, and why it is so hard at times, okay? So, I will have to say for myself, I am an extremely authentic person. Like, the Halle Monique talking to y'all right now is the same girl in the church house. It's the same girl in the grocery store. It's the same girl in the schoolhouse. It's the same girl in the workplace. It's the same girl. My mom, like, I'm me. There's no other person I can be. No other person I would rather be. And I know that it doesn't come that simple for a lot of people. Some people are not comfortable in who they are. Some people don't even know who they are. You could be 60 years old and live this whole time on this earth and still not know who you are, because you were so intertwined with other people and in relationships, and you were in spaces that consumed you to where you never had time to figure out who you really were. And so when you think about it, that is really, really sad. It's really sad. But the thing about it is, the devil will work overtime for us not to find our identity, to not find our authenticity. He will, because with you finding who you truly are, in turn, you're going to find your purpose. He doesn't want you to be walking in your purpose, because regardless of what your purpose is, the outcome of that is either going to be you finding your way to Christ or you bringing other people to Christ, which is going to have more people in the kingdom fighting against him. So he's going to put you in places where you're consumed. He's going to keep you in loud places where you're never by yourself, whether that is spiritually or physically. He's going to keep you in places where you can't figure out who you are. He doesn't want you to know who you are, because if you know who you are, then you're going to figure out who God really is and how much moving and shaking he's been doing in your life. And then you're going to get deeper in your word, and then you're going to learn ways to defeat the devil. And again, he don't want that. So I am kind of in like this. It's a weird space of like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the specific word. It's a little surreal when, like, have you ever been in a situation where all of a sudden things just start lining up for you? Like, it could even be a bad situation. Like, say you got cheated on or something, and things you looked over, it didn't mean anything to you at the time. But then once you find out everything, you look back like, oh, wait. So when I called his phone October 17th of 2024, and it rang two times, and when he answered, I heard a girl's voice, but then he said he was at the store. Yeah. And then when this happened, like, when it all aligns and just makes sense, like, dang, the whole time it was right in front of my face. That's kind of how it is with me reflecting on my interactions throughout my life. Like, I always knew I was different. And I always liked to talk. I always could talk. I used to be really shy in certain situations until I found my identity. As I got a little bit older, I got way more comfortable with myself. But when I was a kid, yeah, with my friends, I was loud and proud. But in other situations, I was super uncomfortable. But when I look back and see the places I used to go and the things I used to be uncomfortable with, or I just used to be in agreement with, you have to watch what you're in agreement with. And we've been hitting this in church at Bible study, and he brought it up again this Sunday, a completely different pastor actually, but you have to be careful what you're in agreement with, because I don't like the club, never really did, but me going there and just being amongst everybody, like, I'm in agreement with that. So when you're in agreement with something, you can't really control the outcome. So say I don't enjoy the club, but because my quote unquote friends want to be up in there doing whatever, and I'm just trying to be a part of the crowd, and then the club gets shot up, and then I get shot. Like, I was in agreement with that, and look at the outcome. You really have to be mindful of the things you're in agreement with, even when it comes to your thoughts, because your thoughts can hinder you and tell you that you're not enough, tell you that you don't know X, Y, and Z, tell you that you're not good enough to be a part of this, tell you that you don't look a certain way, so no one is going to want to view you in a certain way. Like, you, once you agree to that and you start believing it, it's an agreement you've made. Therefore, the outcome is no longer in your control. So when you're striving to be the authentic person that God has called you to be, you have to be able to be comfortable with being set apart. A word that can sum up the thought of being quote unquote set apart is being consecrated. I have seen and now understand that the reason why certain things never sat right with me is because God has consecrated me. He has set me apart. He has set me apart for his specific use. God has known from the jump what he has wanted to do for me. So the thing or do through me. So the things that didn't align with him have never really like gave me any type of like happiness or joy or fulfillment. I never really wanted anything, quote unquote, of the world. Was I in the world? Absolutely. But he's now shown me I was never of the world. That's why the smoking wasn't for me. The drinking wasn't for me. I was never too big on any of that. And then when you're under these substances and you are not in your sober mind, how the heck are you going to know who you are? You're not yourself when you high, babe. You're not yourself. You're not yourself when you drinking and when you got 3, 4, 5 shots to the head. That's not who you are. The devil is doing exactly what he wants. He's pushing you as far away from that identity as he can. And he's labeling it as fun. He's labeling it as turning up. Why do you think that when it is a time of trial or a time of trouble, people go to these substances? Because if you're busy smoking and drinking, And down in a wine bottle in the evening, I've been there. I've had a rough day. Let me just get a bottle of wine. Moscato to be exact. Let me just get a bottle of wine. Like I just want to chill. I want to relax. It's been such a long day. If I'm drinking, how am I going to God? Oop. So he won again, right? So as the title of this episode, like, let's be so for real. Like, we have to be so for real. You're not even understanding that you think that you're in control and you're being used, just not by the right guy. You're being used, my love. So we have to be intentional about the things we agree with, intentional about the things we do, intentional about the places we go in order for us to be authentically us. And taking that time apart and taking that time away from all of that noise is what's going to let you realize, I don't really like drinking. I don't really need a drink. I don't really like hanging around such and such. Like, she be cool when we be drinking, but why you think these people be so fun when y'all be under the influence? Why? Why? I ain't even gonna answer the question. I'm gonna let y'all answer that for yourselves. And I also need you to know that I am in no way judging. Y'all, I've been there. What was there not too long ago? Thank God for him releasing me of all of that. Thank God for him taking the taste of all of those things away from me. I'm not judging a soul. But at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I'm so glad he took those things away from me, because when you do let go of those certain things, you see things differently now. What the song says, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Baby, sometimes we the one that's causing the rain. And we got to recognize that. And that's when you have to make those shifts and those changes in your life. Sometimes we are the rain in other people's lives. Sometimes we are the problem. We have to understand that. We want X, Y, and Z, but how can we sit here and want X, Y, and Z and want the blessings, the full blessings of Jesus Christ, the full rain down of him, and we not even giving him all of us? We can't give him all of us, because we not even sitting there to be able to know who we are to give to him. But the thing about that is, you don't have to know who you are at that point. You don't, because you're going to learn who you are in Christ. God doesn't want you to be perfect at all. He doesn't. He doesn't want you to be perfect. He can shape you and mold you into what he needs you to be for him. You just have to be able to let go of those things and give yourself to him fully. And it's crazy to think about, because I was that girl who would be out, and again, I ain't never really liked the club, but out drinking on a Saturday and waking up on a Sunday and heading to church and praising the Lord down in church, but then going into work the next day, getting mad at somebody and fussing and cussing and whatever. Like, my authenticity wasn't reflecting the God that I said I was serving. So while Hale is Hale in every room, anything I say, whether it was 10 years ago or not, anything I say or do, I can repeat. I can stand on it. And when I tell you life is so much easier when you choose to be authentic in that, you ain't got nothing to hide or lie about, man, it's freeing. You can come ask me anything and I'll tell you, oh, I heard that da 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 or this. Yep, that's exactly what I said. And this is the reason why I said that. Yep, that's what it is. And the same goofy me here is the same goofy me there. If I have to reprimand you and this is in a work situation, or I have to reprimand you for this here, I'm not talking trash about you behind your back that I didn't say to your face. Like, I am me in every room I go in. But something I saw early on, this was some months back. And I feel like this was still while God was still, you know, he was working in me. And I didn't start the podcast yet, but I was on the verge of it. But I saw a girl on TikTok basically saying how if you want to be that Christian that talks openly about God, you have to have your life to reflect what you're talking about. And some people might be like, no, anybody can talk about God. Yes, absolutely. Anybody can and should talk about God. But if, for instance, me, if I'm on here talking like this and I'm letting God work through me and I'm saying I'm not doing X, Y, and Z, but then you go see me doing X, Y, and Z, you are not going to take me or my God serious. And that's why a lot of people will go away from the church and things of that sort. But again, that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, if I'm not being who I say I'm being and repping the God I am repping for real in real life, all of this is pointless. For me to sit up here talking in this mic right now and telling y'all this, but then somebody go see me next weekend out with a blueberry lemon drop in my hand, jigging the pieces, or taking shots of Henny to the head. Ugh, Hennessy is so gross, y'all. But she was drinking it though. Woo, Lord. Just smelling it or talking about it make me low-key want to vomit. But yes, she was taking the shots, child, and was having a ball. But yeah, if y'all see me doing that and I'm sitting here telling y'all a whole nother thing, my life is not aligning. It's not giving authentic. It's not giving what it needs to, okay? So you have to, if you want to truly find your purpose and walk in your purpose, you're going to have to shed some things. You're going to have to lose some things, whether it be relationships, friendships, jobs. It could be anything. Like when I told God less of me, more of you, I told him, I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is, whatever. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do. Whatever you need me to say, I'm going to say. Okay? And I still mean that to this day. Whatever and whoever can go. If it isn't not in alignment with where God wants me to be, I am sorry to you. I'm sorry. I love you down to the ground. But it is what it is. And I want people around me to see God through me and want more of him. So we can maintain our relationships and our friendships and continue to grow in Christ together. Because anything that you are not yoked with equally is going to fall to the wayside. I'm not dimming down what God is doing in me to hang with nobody. And if it's not in agreement with where I'm headed, I can't take it with me. I can't. And I feel like that's something that people will suffer with finding the authentic them and finding their purpose is the weight that they have to lose along the way. Because a lot of people put a lot of stock in the people around them. And that stock that you're putting in the people around you, you need to put into God. Some people have tight-knit relationships, people they go to all the time for certain things. Whether it's something going wrong in their life, needing advice, X, Y, and Z, God will remove that person from you because he wants you to come to him. And it may be painful on the surface, but when you realize what he's trying to do in you, you'll see it's greater. You really, really will. You have to treat yourself as the way God sees you, not the way the world sees you. You'll sit there and put all of this energy into trying to people please and this, that, and the third. And I think that's, people really get a kick out of that with me because I could care less what a person thinks of me. I really could. Like, I could care less. Now, my tongue used to be something killer. Do you hear me? Tongue used to be sharp. Still is low key, but I don't use it. I don't use it like I used to, Lord. I really try to be intentional about the things I say and the things I do. But sometimes people will try me, even in past relationships. Like my last relationship, man, dude ain't no light work. And the physical being or that mouth of his ain't no light work, man. But when I tell you I bit my tongue so many times, like I knew I could slash up the whole thing. I could burn it down in this establishment. But the Lord said, pull it back. Pull it back. And that's what I did. That's what I did. Pulled it all the way back, honey. But yeah, like I try to be super mindful of the things I say and the things I do. And people really get a kick out of it that, like, I don't care. I do not care. I had this conversation yesterday. What a person thinks? Please. Baby, I can't put that in the bank. I can't cash that. I can't pay not a bill with that. I'm good. I'm absolutely good on all of that. But the road of self-discovery in general, it's a lifelong thing. It really is. You figuring out who you are, it takes a lifetime. But when you open up and tell God your wants and needs and just let him establish that way for you, it's going to be a much peaceful journey. I will say that. And where a lot of people have grown in environments that allowed them to be themselves, like who they truly are, their likes, their wants, their needs, the little quirks. Like some people have grown in environments where the soil was clean and their parents and friends and family allowed them just to be them with no other expectations. Some people didn't get that privilege because that is absolutely a privilege. And something I learned in one of my psychology classes, it was about reflected appraisal, basically where your perspective of self is reflected upon you from other people. So usually this is something that they refer to in childhood where your parents and like the people around you, they sculpt and mold you basically by the words and the things they instill in you, which is what they're kind of supposed to do. But it's different because it's in regards of self-perception. I'm sorry. So for instance, my son loves playing drums. He's played drums since the second grade. He is now going to the sixth grade. Was supposed to be the third grade, but my boy talked his way into getting on the drum line a year early. The man tried to get him to play cymbals. He said, absolutely not. Give me that snare, baby. And what he got, that snare. Snare was bigger than him, but he worked it out. He worked it out in parades and all. He did it. I'm so proud of him. He was not playing. But Dax is always been in sports as well. So he's played football and he's played basketball when he was really younger too. He played basketball this past year too. But that's not his thing. That's not his ministry. We're going to be honest. That's not my baby's ministry. It could be his ministry if he worked hard towards that and he wanted to. But Daxton doesn't enjoy that. He enjoys playing those things at his leisure. But being on a football and basketball team, that's not his thing. It's the drum line for him. That is something that you will see him and hear him drumming at some point in the day. And it drives me crazy sometimes, but I stomach it because it's something he enjoys and he's really good at it. So he could be doing worse things, right? But imagine if I was one of those parents was like, nah, the band is lame. Drums are lame. My baby gonna play football. So when he's really little, I'm like, oh, look at how fast you are. You gonna be a great football player. Oh, look at those nice shoes. You look like an NFL star. Oh, you look how he threw that ball. That baby going to the NBA. You going to the NBA. Yeah, you gonna be a great basketball player. Like, who's to say the boy don't want to play the violin? Like, the same way with a girl. Oh, you're such a pretty girl. You have to keep your nails done. Oh, get that pretty pink nail polish. Because all the pretty girls get pink nail polish. And oh, you so pretty. Girl, you're going to make such a beautiful wife someday. Oh, you're going to live in this beautiful home. And oh, I know you're going to be such a beautiful. What if she wants to be a single dentist like living in New York on her own, doing her big one. Like, who's to say she doesn't want to be a tomboy that never wears nail polish ever, but now you have it in her head, in order for her to be perceived as pretty, she has to look a certain way. She has to wear a certain color of nail polish. You're sitting there and you're molding and shaping these people into the image that you see fit for them, instead of letting them find themselves along the way. That's why parenting is such a difficult thing, because you really have to find a balance in the groove of it all, where you do want to pour and instill certain things into them. You do not want to shape their mind around who they have to be for you, or who they have to be loved or accepted or perceived as a specific thing. So that's why I say all the time that authenticity really is an art. It's not something that comes easy for everyone. Where I think my authenticity has been a blessing to me and part of my purpose and the plan that God is using me for, because it's so easy for me to talk to people. It's so easy for people to talk to me. This is something I feel as though has been a gift for me. I know it's not that easy for others. So that's why you have to be for real with yourself, be knowledgeable of where you're at. And if this is something that you do want to pursue, if you do want to figure out who you are, what you like, do the work. Babe, you have to do the work. I will tell you now, I am such a lover girl. Y'all know me. Your girl is a lover girl, okay? Lover girl. To the ground. I am a lover girl. Such a relationship girly. Been in a relationship probably since I was, Jesus, probably kindergarten at this point, child. But so sad. But no, y'all know I am currently single and waiting on the man that the Lord has for me, okay? But in general, I have always been in a relationship, and it was only the short amount of times that I was not in a relationship where God really allowed me to be me and made me so strong and comfortable with just being me by myself. People will conform so easily to the environment around them, the relationships they're in. Baby could have never been to a football game in her life, and because this man she think gonna be her husband loves football, all of a sudden we got all the football, we got the tailgate at the, we got all the game days showings at the house on Saturdays. We got LSU apparel all over the house. We got their championship plaques on the wall. You never stepped on campus a day in your life. Like, you've never went to a game. Like, and it's one thing for you to enjoy something that your partner enjoys, but to completely change who you are for them is weird. And I feel like I touched on this briefly on last episode, but with speaking with one of my friends, she was basically saying how she had this conversation with someone who admittedly will, like, conform to the guy that she is dating. So if he is someone who cooks Italian food, all of a sudden now you're so well versed on making pasta and doing all of these things, and he goes to church every single Sunday. You grew up non-religious, now you're in church every single Sunday. You have all the 6 different Bibles. You have the NIV, you have the New King James versions, the King James, like, you have all of them. And not to say that you shouldn't be with somebody and enjoy their interests or grow in certain aspects of your life, but when you're completely conforming with the intention of, like, impressing them, that's kind of scary. Like, it makes me think that you honestly, truly, truly don't have a clue of who you are if you're so easy to jump and be somebody who you're not, just to impress somebody, just so you can have someone, just so you can be around someone. And the thing about it is, anything that is built on sand is going to crumble. So it's, you're really wasting your time, babe, and your money, because I know that LSU apparel is not cheap. But yeah, I feel like this week everyone should just be trying their best to take one step towards their authentic self. Now, can't everybody be like the big dog? I'm just playing. But no, I will say, it really is my biggest flex, y'all. I so enjoy being me. There's nobody else I would rather be. My life is nowhere near perfect, but I am blessed beyond measure. I like myself, And that's a lot to say because some people don't like themselves. I really, truly like myself. I think I am an incredible girl. I am very bomb. I am hilarious. I love Jesus. I smell good. I can cook. I clean. I tote that. Where my people at? I tote that. Okay, I ain't going to say it. But yeah, she's a very well-rounded girly. I came home from church today. I cooked. I did yard work. Cleaned up my home. Doing this podcast for you guys. I have homework to do after this, a few other things to do around the house. Like, she's a well-rounded girly, okay? But enough about me. Let's head on into our segment of What's Lay Got to Say. So, if you are unaware, I have a segment called, what I just said, What's Lay Got to Say. Basically, you can submit questions via social media for me to answer on each episode. I have been enjoying this so much. I've been getting some really good questions, some personal questions about myself, and also questions just that people wanted my opinion about certain things. So the one today is quite interesting. I also feel like I touched on this briefly, but I definitely still will answer this. But the question for today is, since growing in faith, have you lost people you considered friends? So I don't feel as though I lost anyone that I considered a friend. I am a really small circle type of girl. I have multiple great friendships. I don't really have a quote unquote circle of friends. Pretty much everybody knows of each other or has been around each other in like some type of aspect. And anytime my friends are around each other, they get along great because I have very good choice of friends and very good solid friends who are just amazing girls. But I don't feel like I have lost any friendships. I do feel like my mind and my focus has not been on quote unquote friendships as I've been on this journey, because the main relationship and friendship I have been working on is the one with God. Absolutely. I've been working diligently each day to grow my relationship with God, because I feel like the entirety of my life I was more focused on other things other than Him. So if I can put my energy into relationships, whether they be romantic or platonic, I can most definitely put even more energy into being in my word, just being in reverence with God, talking to God, building my prayer life, and just bettering me in general for this next place and space in my life. So I haven't lost any friends. I will say that my sight has shifted when it comes to friendships, though. I love each and every one of my friends, amazing, amazing girls and guys. But behind Big Dude, behind Jesus Christ, if He has to separate us for any type of reason or for any type of amount of time because things aren't aligning with Him, I have no problem with that. I honestly don't. And I appreciate everyone who has supported me in this journey and has expressed how much joy has brought them to see me glow in this way. Absolutely love that. But when I pray to God and have prayed to God, I have literally told Him, like, less of me, more of you. So I really only want to be around and in environments that honor God. And while I am not uncomfortable talking to anyone, dealing with anyone, anything of that sort, I just really want my life to reflect Him. And if my closeness to God bothers anybody, that just lets me know that they're not my people. Now, I haven't experienced that as of yet, but I mean, things change, you know? Things really do change. And regardless of where God takes me in this season or next, my love will never change for anyone that I have been in relation with, in friendship with. It won't change. So as of now, no, I haven't lost anyone that I consider to be a friend. And I take friendship, I really take it seriously. My friends are absolutely my family. Blood does not solidify a person's position in my life. So I thank God for each and every one of my friends, whether we are friends for the past 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, and are to be friends or family for eternity. I love you the same. I love you deeply. I pray for each and every one of my friends. And that's something that I'm going to be really diligent in doing more of. I pray for all of my friends, but I really want to press in and pray for each of them specifically way harder. We all have our struggles. We all have our battles. But I mean, if we got a good connect, you know, why not use it? Why not use it? So I got my good connect with Big Dude. I'm gonna make sure that I talk to him about my people. Okay. Yeah. So a couple scriptures to close with, just that tie in with what we were talking about as far as authenticity and your purpose in Christ. We can reference Psalm 139:13, where it basically says, praise God for creating each of us uniquely individual. So God, as though we are to be in the likeness of Christ, God has made us all differently. He's made us all differently for a reason. And he's put us in different positions and different situations for a reason. So even when we go through different trials, different hardships, things of that sort, it's something that is specific for us to be able to activate our purpose and move and touch those people that we are supposed to touch, right? And also Proverbs 28:23, it suggests that life lived in integrity and authenticity is more fulfilling and meaningful. And I will say it absolutely is. It's a different light that you're living under. It is. And the cost of it is you to shed the things that you can't take with you to that side. But when I tell you, you let those things go and you really realize and outweigh the good and bad of things. And why are you holding on to certain things? Why are you sitting here rehearsing the things that have hurt you and holding on to the things that are not of God? When you really sit there and check your circle and see who you're benefiting from and who just is not for you and who is pushing you towards greater and who is not. When you analyze these things and you decide to move forward in light, in love, towards integrity and towards authenticity, your life will change forever, babe. It absolutely will. But being transparent also, you guys, I recorded this whole episode and was done. I literally was about to wrap it, drop it, right? And then I was like, no, that one ain't it. And I'm not one to sit here and do all these edits and all of these things. So I always record episodes all the way through. And if I get like halfway through and I ain't feeling it, or I feel like I mess up or something, I'll start completely over. I will. I feel like I've said this on another episode, but I completely recorded 30 plus minutes and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna push it. That's what it's gonna be. And then I got up and the Lord said no. So I re-recorded. So I hope this one is going to touch the people that it needs to touch truly. I really, really do, because it's something I said on this one that I didn't say on the first recording. And yeah, I pray that it touches who it's supposed to touch. I hope that you guys are blessed by this. And as always, it is Halle Monique signing out.